All rusty from the week off.
I know it. We just didn't pull it together last week, but here we are.
Back together again.
Me and my girls.
Yay.
All right, so I'm thinking this week we're going to do something like themey. I think it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
About dreams.
Okay.
It's going to be all about dreams.
Cool.
Yeah. I have the weirdest dreams.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like, just, and they wake me up and I'm frightened. My heart is beating. So I must have some really serious things going on.
Which I've read too. Subconscious. That's the only time that you remember your dreams is when you wake up in the middle of them.
Yes, which is scary.
Yeah, which I think is definitely true, because I feel like I haven't been remembering my dreams as much lately, but until I'm awoken by them.
Yeah, so.
You know what I noticed, and this happens to Bobby too, like if you have to pee, you'll have wicked, stressful, scary dreams.
That's true.
Yes.
Hey, I never put that together.
Yep,
but
and then I would
have to see.
I used to take melatonin sometimes to fall asleep,
and
that would give me really freaky, vivid dreams, like beyond, like really scary.
Or does having the bad dream make you have to pee? Like,
no,
you know, it's not a reason.
It's
no,
probably the physical.
Definitely not. Okay,
probably not, because it's like a physical thing in your brain's like reacting to it and probably trying to wake you up some way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
All right, so I was wondering if you wanted to start, Jess, and tell us what Sigmund Freud thought of dreams.
Yeah, I do want to start, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right, well,
Sigmund Freud.
Well, he considered dreams to be the royal road to the unconscious, and he thought that dreams were where the ego's defenses were lowered so that, like, your repressed memories could come through and be in, like, your consciousness.
Hmm. Okay.
Even though it was in, like, a dream form, it was still there.
Yeah.
And he thought they performed important functions for the unconscious mind and serve as valuable clues to how the unconscious mind operates.
Hmm. Well, because he was a psychotherapist, so he would want to, maybe he would be interested in people's dreams, trying to figure them out, the people.
Yeah.
He thought it was like you working through your problems.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
One time he had a dream that he met the skank Irma at a party.
Did he put it that way?
No. He said a patient.
Oh, okay.
But we all know what he was thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
And he said that he, in his dream, he like met her at a party and examined her. And then saw a chemical.
He examined her at the party?
I know.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't say he examined her at the party, but he met her at the party and then examined.
We can just assume that that's what happened.
If you're weird, I guess.
It was in a dream, though, right?
Yeah, it's in a dream.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And then he saw a chemical formula for a drug that another doctor had given Irma flash before his eyes and realized that her condition was caused by a dirty syringe used by the other doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And his guilt over, like, she hadn't fared well in his care, I guess. Like, so his treatment.
In Freud's care.
Yeah. So, like, he had all this guilt over, like, her not succeeding in the treatment that he was giving her.
Okay.
And his analysis was that he had that dream to, like, get over the guilt. And that was, like, his unconscious's way of blaming her condition on, like, another doctor, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know.
So he worked it out that her not getting better in her therapy was not Freud's fault. It was this other doctor's, and he worked that out in the dream he had.
Right.
So then he didn't have to feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that special?
Yeah, good for you.
Okay.
Good for him.
All right.
Is he right, though?
Well, according to him, he is, so that's all that matters. His reality is that he's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's my reality,
right?
Too.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says that he distinguished between the manifest content of a dream, which is what you remember in a dream, and the latent content, the symbolic, like the underlying wish in the dream.
Okay.
And that the manifest content is often based on the events of the day, I guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm having a dream, I can sometimes figure that it's
A dream?
Because I watch something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, that's true. Like I think I
associate yeah. with
that.
Or like no, something I'm watching right before I fall asleep will be in my dream. Or yeah. something that like I talk about.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That happened to me the other day.
Really? Tell us about it.
I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about another friend of mine.
In the dream or in life?
In real life. And then that night, I had a dream that involves the three of us in like a weird way.
Situational
way. All right. Not using Freud, Jessica.
Yeah. I know.
Not a sexual way, but it was like a weird, we were both in that other friend's like situation that we were talking about in real life.
Ah.
And it was terrifying.
Oh.
Because we're not currently.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But right, you can't tell enough about it, so we're going to move on.
No, exactly. Now I feel like
I totally get what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. But I don't, and nobody else will, so move on.
I know, I'm just saying.
I know. No, but it was basically just talking with somebody about somebody else's situation, and then in my dream, the person I was talking about and myself are in that other person's mm-hmm. situation. Like, it was very... And then I woke up and immediately was like, oh my god, that's so weird. Because... But I knew, or I'll like see a bug or like have a traumatic experience with a bug and then like
a spider on your
like
toilet
seat. Like a spider on my toilet seat. And then like that, it didn't happen that night, but it has happened where I'll like wake up or I'll like be asleep and in my room, but I'll like see my room as it is, but it's yes. just covered in bugs.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I feel it like happens you to me have all the time. Night terrors.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real. I had one the other night, actually, where I thought there was a giant bug on the ceiling, and I, like, jumped out of bed, and every time Brayden has to be like, you're asleep, and I'm like, okay.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'll jump out of bed and, like, turn the light on, and he's like, you're
sleeping. Then it's not a night terror, because night terrors are paralyzed.
You're frozen. Yeah. No, they're not night terrors, but they're, like, super vivid. I'm laying in my bed, and my room looks exactly like it looks, but there's... some sort of giant creature, like a bug.
I've had dreams where I wake up because it feels like something's poked me in the side.
Yeah.
And I can actually feel it. It's like, it's tickling me, but I can't move.
Freudian.
Oh my god.
Can I just... Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
It's a wiener.
Thank you.
No, it's like a ghost hand or something.
A ghost wiener.
A ghost wiener.
No, it's not. Are you done with Freud? I don't think so.
No, all right. Obviously not. So then he makes up these other like names, these arbitrary names for things that he thinks are in dreams. So he says that
he makes up these arbitrary.
The process.
Remember, he's a scientist.
I know.
So he can come up with
he's
anything.
He's like Stephen Hawking.
Exactly. Go.
I was going to say a perverted Stephen Hawking, but Stephen Hawking
it's
is a perverted.
According to
the no, he
what?
Is.
Okay.
The process whereby the underlying wish is translated into the manifest content is called dream work, like real original Freud.
When did was he writing this, though?
1900.
Yeah, so.
A.D.
I think it was original at the time.
A.D.
The process of condensation... is the joining of two or more ideas or images into one. For example, a dream about a man may be a dream about both one's father and one's lover. Ew. A dream about a house might be the condensation of worries about security as well as worries about one's appearance to the rest of the world.
Wow, that sounds complicated.
That's a lot.
Like your brain is doing all that.
You just have to do a lot of, like, psychological work to get at what this means. Like, you have to have a therapist on call to be like, okay, this was my dream.
His plan.
And what does it mean?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Mm. Go on.
And then it says, displacement takes place when we transform the person or object we are really concerned about to someone else. For example, one of Freud's patients was extremely resentful of his sister-in-law and used to refer to her as a dog. And then he dreamed of strangling a small white dog.
Wow.
Freud interpreted this as representing his wish to kill his sister-in-law.
Well, he is really annoyed. Really annoyed.
If the patient would have really dreamed of killing his sister-in-law, he would have felt guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Not of killing a dog, though.
Right.
Like,
I know. What is he? He's a serial killer, obviously. Yeah.
The unconscious mind transformed her into a dog to protect him.
Brains do weird things like that, though. Like, my
speak for yourself.
No, my friend knew somebody who saw a guy commit suicide on like a highway. like, he jumped in front of a Mack truck to kill himself, and she was, like, driving behind it, but she saw the guy jump out, but her brain turned, like, when she thinks about it now, like, it's just a trash bag.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so her brain, like, turned this guy jumping in front of this truck into, like, a trash bag just blowing across the road in front of the truck, but, like, that's her brain protecting her from having to keep seeing it, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Secondary elaboration, this is when the unconscious mind strings together wish-fulfilling images in a logical order of events, further obscuring the latent content. This is why the manifest content of dreams can be in the form of believable events.
Okay.
So, I don't know, like, this is pretty complicated.
Heady,
yeah.
Pretty heady stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's and then he talks about, like, symbols, obviously, that basically everything in the world is a symbol for a penis.
Mm-hmm.
And
not everything.
That's, like, literally the only thing that he...
Except a,
like,
penis is a symbol for...
yeah. Your
daffodil.
Father.
I don't know. Yeah.
He says... Daffodil. Some of these, like, universal symbols in dreams were sexual in nature, including poles, guns, and swords representing the penis.
Of course.
And horse riding phallic. And dancing representing sexual intercourse. And...
I should give up my horseback riding dance lesson with sword fighting classes.
Not if you need them.
Okay.
And then basically, dream dictionaries, which are still popular now, were a source of irritation to Freud. In an amusing example of the limitations,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Of universal symbols, one of Freud's patients, after dreaming about holding a wriggling fish, said to him, "That's a Freudian symbol. It must be a penis."
The patient said that to him?
Yeah. I guess so. I don't really get
and
that
And he didn't
story.
Like that.
That makes
she was
sense.
Trying to...
She was being hilarious, and he just can't take a joke.
He probably
like,
can't.
Like, get over yourself. Freud always had, like, such a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, but he didn't want her
well, he had
diagnosing
issues, right?
herself.
Yeah, exactly.
Once people could do that, why wouldn't they need him?
Right.
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 So Freud
right.
explored further, and it turned out that the mother, the woman's mother, who was a passionate astrologer and a Pisces, was on the patient's mind because she disapproved of her daughter being in analysis. It seems more plausible, as Freud suggested, that the fish represented the patient's mother rather than a penis! Exclamation point. That's how this ends.
I love, like, it's not me, it's her crazy mother that's the problem.
Yeah. Like, if I had a dream about mom, what's mom's sign? Like, a Sagittarius?
I
like, I wouldn't
know.
Even know how to dream that.
I don't even know what her
like,
sign
what?
Is.
That's a big leap.
Is it Sagittarius?
Yeah.
What, is that your sign?
Yeah. Is that the half man, half...
You don't even know
don't
what
even
your
know.
Sign is?
Half man, half...
No,
Gemini
are twins, right?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I'm a
yeah,
Taurus, so that's easy.
Yeah. I think it's the half
You're
man,
a Taurus,
half
you're on the cusp.
Yeah,
half
what?
Horse.
Taurus
Aries.
And Aries.
Yeah. So you're both. You have both those personality traits. Apparently.
Yeah, Jeff. All right. So then Carl Jung was...
arch nemesis of Sigmund Freud?
Kind of. I mean, were they colleagues? Were like he was a mentor? Freud mentored Jung?
Air quotes.
So, yeah. So he believed that dreams were with the unconscious, but he didn't see the unconscious as animalistic, instinctual, or sexual. He saw it as more spiritual.
So he saw it the exact opposite of how his mentor saw it.
Yeah.
Right, which is why they ended up
hating each
having,
other.
Having, or being at odds with each other.
Yeah.
And I think they stopped speaking. So Jung believed that dreams were a way of communicating and acquainting yourself with the unconscious. They're not attempts to conceal your true feelings from the waking mind, but rather they're a window to your unconscious. They serve to guide the waking self to achieve wholeness and offer a solution to a problem you're facing in your waking life.
Mm. See, now doesn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
To me.
It makes more sense, but it's also like, why?
But maybe it doesn't have to just be one or the other.
No, probably not. But also, why does it have to be like they serve a purpose? Like maybe they're just a thing that happens. You know what I mean? Why do they have to serve the purpose of working through your issues?
I see what you're saying.
That's why. Yeah. That's what I don't understand. It seems stupid to.
Well, I guess it makes sense that it's your mind working something out because, you know, there. I don't know why else you would have a dream. Why not just let yourself sleep through the night?
You don't get restful sleep if you're not dreaming. Did you know that?
No.
I think that's true.
I had a professor once who claimed that he never dreamt.
Well, then you'd be dead. You die.
Mean, it's a definite cycle, but I think your brain has to, like, you know,
release itself and,
yeah, anxiety.
Yeah.
And, you know, let you work through things. And, like, some people think, you know, like, musicians will wake up from a dream.
And yeah, write down a song and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what the chick who wrote Twilight said, that she woke up from a dream where she was, like, banging Edward Cullen or something, and then she, like, wrote down a story.
And her husband was crying in the corner. Who was it who did the lucid dream? Oh, my God. The surrealist painter.
Dali?
Yeah, Salvador Dali, like, I remember Pat told me one time that he, like...
Oh, yeah, the watch?
Oh.
Yeah, the melting clocks and stuff like that, but he...
No, but go ahead.
Well, he could lucid dream, so he'd, like, he would go into a dream, and then he'd say, like, when I open this door, show me my next painting.
Wow.
Did she just blow your mind?
Yeah, it's freaky.
But yeah, so he would, like, tell his brain to show him his next painting. Wow. I suppose Patrick told me this, so it could be all fake, but...
Oh.
But yeah, and that's where he got all his dreams, which would explain why they're so, like, trippy and weird.
Well, yeah. That's true.
That's pretty cool. No, yeah. I can do that sometimes. If something really weird is happening in my dream, I can be like, this is a dream, right? Yep.
Oh.
And then I can, like, that's the part that I haven't perfected is, like, I realize, like, okay, now I can do whatever I want. Yeah. And then I can't think of anything cool enough to do, so I just go to sleep.
In your dream?
No, I don't know. Yeah. But, like, that was one of the ways.
A waste of a lucid dreamer.
I know, it really is.
And then you move on.
There's, like, a way to supposedly train yourself to lucid dream is, like, in real life, when you're awake in your waking life, like, check your watch every 15 minutes or something and just make it such a habit that when you're in a dream.
It's a habit to then check your watch?
Yeah, and then if your watch looks funny or it's not there, then you'll know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. Give it a whirl.
Yeah, all you should try it.
Let us know how it goes.
Maybe.
All right. So Jung also views the ego as your sense of self.
Obviously.
and how you portray yourself to the world. His theory is that all things can be viewed as paired opposites. Good and evil. Male, female.
Mm-hmm.
Love, hate.
Mm-hmm.
Cats and dogs.
So we just list opposites for the rest of the hour.
Butter and jelly. Beer and wine.
Oh. Stabler and Benson.
Finn and Munch.
Mm-hmm. So working in opposition to the ego is the counter-ego, or what he refers to as the shadow.
Ooh.
The shadow represents the rejected aspects of yourself that you do not wish to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The shadow is more primitive, somewhat uncultured, and just a little awkward.
Wait.
That's why you don't want it to. No, that's the counter ego.
I know, but I think that that sounds more like that's my real personality.
You're mostly counter ego.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Somewhat uncultured, primitive, and a little awkward.
I'd say that's pretty spot on.
Nuh-uh.
You freak.
No, Jazz. All right, and he believes that dream images reveal something about yourself, your relationship with others, and situations in your waking life. So I guess I'm more like thinking it's less complicated than Freud said, but...
Yeah. I mean, it's not that far off from what Freud said, but just...
No.
I mean, the basic idea of it is almost the same. It's just their nuances seem different.
Yeah, agreed.
Which I guess, I don't know.
All right, so I thought we could review some
typical things that people have dreams about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just give you a little overview of the meaning. Okay. Interestingly, I think some of them came up already.
Yeah.
So if you dream about spiders.
I've never, I don't think, maybe I
have. Are you serious?
I don't know. I feel like.
I feel like I do like once a week.
Now that I'm saying that, I feel like I recently had a dream about a spider.
Hmm. Well, if you are dreaming of spiders, because they weave intricate webs, dreaming about spiders can indicate that the dreamer is being manipulated or is manipulating a situation or a person.
Interesting.
Herself.
Herself.
Herself. Said.
Why are you staring at me?
Only women, because you were just saying.
No, I know.
Dream about spiders.
I know.
Yeah.
Not, yeah. Well, I just dream about, it's usually just bugs in general, I'd say. Sometimes it's spiders.
I know what it is. Mm-hmm. Something's bugging you.
Oh, well, gross.
If the spider is poisonous, it could mean the dreamer is concerned about some especially venomous or deadly force.
Oh my god. No. Nobody thinks of anything as venomous. Like,
no, I know. It's never, it's just like it's in my room and it's coming towards me. It's not that it's venomous. It's like on my ceiling. They're always, whatever it is on my ceiling.
What's up with your ceiling?
Because right. If I sleep on my back.
You sleep on your back?
If I can't fall asleep, I do turn on my back, and that usually puts me to sleep faster. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So if the dreamer's afraid of spiders in his or her waking life, a dream of spiders has a different meaning.
Okay.
All right. Are you
so
ready?
So this is more on board with.
All right. Well, give me a chance.
Okay.
You need to come to terms with and overcome your phobia.
That's it?
Bottom line.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's tough to do when I go to open the toilet lid and one's just
sitting
there.
And there it is,
there.
Waiting for waiting. You. Waiting, hoping
in the darkness.
You hadn't discovered it.
So I know.
Leap.
And then I call Braden and he destroys it.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why do they have to be so, like, sneaky and elusive?
I know.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
It's so creepy. What are you trying to do?
One, it sucks in an old house, too. Like, we, like, in the sunroom.
That was a nasty looking one.
It was disgusting. And
what
we, like,
kind was it?
I don't even know.
Oh.
But it had, like, spindly little legs, and it was, like, kind of reddish.
It was long. It was, like, a tall spider.
Yeah.
But not, like, a daddy long legs. It
no.
just had, like,
it was
very proportional for a spider, which also made it creepy. It wasn't, like, fat body and little legs or way too long legs. It was, like, it looked like a spider that you would draw, like, stereotypical spider.
All right, and then to finish up with spiders, if you dream about bugs in general, it can represent something that is, air quotes, bugging.
Oh my god!
Ah, that's what I said. Ah!
You were right.
But what though? Because I'll just have like other than bugs. I mean,
maybe your husband annoyed you.
Me out. Well,
everything.
Maybe somebody
you.
At work. Yeah, that maybe that's why you always have.
I can see him at least once a week.
Not
I'm being
a day
annoyed.
Goes by. Yeah.
Maybe it's a Mexican neighbors playing La Cucaracha.
They're not Mexican.
All hours of the night.
They're Puerto Rican, and they're like my favorite neighbors. They're wicked funny.
But still,
and sweet.
They still play.
He does.
Mexican hat dance songs.
He plays a wide variety, but it's usually either, like, the same Spanish
song.
I
didn't say there was anything wrong with that. I'm just saying it's bugging her.
No, I love it.
It doesn't seem to bug her.
It doesn't, only because, like, half the time it's crazy Spanish music, and the other half the time it's, like, 80s pop.
See, she's in denial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it comes out in her dreams.
All right, have you ever dreamed about being chased?
I bet it means you're running from your problems.
I bet. I'll have a dream where I'm being chased and I'm like trying to run to my car, but I always drop my car keys like right outside.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like as I'm trying to get them in the car door. It's not like I don't have that often, but I've had that more than once.
Wait, that's really
weird.
Yeah,
we'll get to that
so
one
weird.
Too.
My dreams are awesome. Never that like cut and dry.
Amy, always. You're like classic dreamer.
I know.
I am just a dreamer. I'm an illegal immigrant. That's what that means.
So if you're dreaming of being chased in a dream, it means you're avoiding a painful or frightening emotion, person,
classic Amy, though.
Or issue. Totally.
Right?
Where
she's
just
such an avoider.
Yeah.
No, I just like pack it down until it erupts.
Yeah, that's avoidance.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm not like, I don't run away from things. I just
not literally.
Let it simmer.
Yeah,
I know that. But I don't like.
You don't directly confront
until it like until it builds up
until you're ready to explore
exactly
and then
so I don't like run away necessarily I just ignore it
you just wait and That's wait and simmer and stew and wait some more and then you blow
yes
okay but in if you're being chased the context is important to understand like who or what is chasing you
what's chasing you
Amy what is chasing
it's usually just like a not a person I know Just like a...
That represents something.
A person, but not like anyone I know.
We'll get to that.
Like a faceless thing. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had a dream like that in a while, but I know I've had that more than once.
I'm sure you know who it is.
Probably, but I don't remember like a specific dream of it being a person.
Oh, okay. But it's not going to, see, the dream isn't necessarily.
No, I know. It's going to be like a person. Like, it feels like it's one person, but it's like.
Like, is she a tiny, cute person that you just can't identify?
A tiny, cute person?
Is it mom? Yeah, I know. it's your mother.
Chasing me in 5-inch wedges.
Exactly.
So you're not running that fast. It's comical. And I'm laughing the whole time I'm running away. I'm not scared.
All right. Well, if that's the case, you need to confront the threatening situation in real life in order to stop having your dreams.
Okay.
So suck it up.
I haven't had one in like a long time.
Oh, good. Then things are good. How about being naked in public?
It means you feel vulnerable in your life.
You're right, Jess.
It's almost as if she has... the answers in front of her.
I'm not looking at them. I
know, but they're a foot away from Jessica.
You're the one who's had a psychology class most recently, probably. Yes, it represents feeling vulnerable or exposed. Being naked in public puts you at a disadvantage. You have nowhere to hide a weapon, for example. Thus, such dreams provide the benefit of stimulating your instinct to not let yourself get into disadvantages. Positions. In the figurative sense, dreaming of public nudity could represent exposing yourself emotionally or revealing a potentially damaging personal secret. Oh, such as.
Yeah. I've never had one of those ever, I don't think.
Me either.
I don't think I have either.
I guess we're all secure. Emotionally.
Oh, good to know.
Nothing wrong over here.
There you go. All right. How about losing your teeth? Have you had any?
Yeah, no. I've had that several times.
I've never had that.
And I've heard that it means that you have problems with, or you're worrying about money.
Well, this says that dreaming about losing your teeth exercises your instincts to protect yourself and your appearance. It represents how powerful and confident you feel. Losing your teeth in a dream could also represent a waking life situation that is eroding your confidence.
Oh my god, why did I have to identify with the one that had like the most brutal explanation?
I know. You hate
like,
yourself.
Oh my god, I have this all the time. What does it mean? It means you're garbage. And
no, it does not. It hates you. No,
all right. Kidding.
See, that's this how she interprets it.
You know I'm insecure.
Why are you telling me I'm a trash person?
All right.
That's a good
funny.
I know.
It is funny.
No, it's funny how, like, you described it one way and she took all of those attributes on personally.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like,
why are you telling me that I am awful? It's like, what? No one said that.
No, you really didn't know why she's having teeth falling out. Yeah.
Laugh it up, guys.
We laugh at her pain. I can't understand why she feels alone.
Yeah.
And what
a freak.
How about falling?
I've had that.
Me too. I hate it.
I feel like everyone's had falling.
If you dream about falling, it means you're going to die in real life.
No. Well, that's also true eventually.
Well, yes, that is true. No, it's a myth that
you're going to die.
That you will die. It's a myth that you'll die in real life.
Well, of course, because then everyone's fortune telling.
Hitting the ground.
Well, you never die in your dream, right? That's the thing.
Yeah. The thing is that if you die in your dream, you're going to die in real life.
You die in real life, exactly. It's a very Matrix-y scenario.
Yeah.
So a falling dream could mean things in your life aren't going so great. Your subconscious mind is sending out a red flag that something in your life is moving rapidly in the wrong direction.
Oh, the wrong direction, like downwards.
The direction you don't normally want to go.
Interesting.
Like,
due west.
Never want to go west.
I think
do not go there.
Just like everywhere in the United States for us.
So it could be a relationship, it could be your career, it could be finances, it could be something
interesting.
Else. These are also common among people with depression. Or a more literal dream interpretation is this natural element threat, air quotes, dream activates your survival instinct to be wary of heights.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense because I wasn't really scared of heights until a few years ago. Now I'm like deathly afraid of heights.
I've gotten I have a fear of heights, but I've noticed that I get more anxious. Like last time we were in New York City, like waiting for the subway, and it came. I got like real anxious when it like was coming like close to me.
Like somebody's going to shove you in front of it and you're
going to die. I don't know. I felt like uneasy, like vertigo-y type
feeling. You know what? I've been getting uneasy around bridges. I don't know if I told you about that, but like going over bridges.
You're turning into me. I don't like bridges.
It's either. Been freaking me out and it never did before. And now when I go over a bridge, I just feel so weird.
I wonder if it's like a mom thing. Like maybe. You start thinking about
or just being older and like you know that you can die. Like as opposed to when you're little and you never think about it.
And you have, you know, like we hear about all these horrible, you know, bridge collapses or fires and planes flying into buildings.
Yeah. It is, like, weird, like,
it's like your mortality
things.
Seems more real.
Yeah.
Especially if you have, like, a child because you're thinking, what would happen?
I get
until
it.
Until you have a child.
Until you have a child.
Until you have a child. She doesn't get it.
No, I mean,
she doesn't get it.
I don't.
How could she? How could she?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah. Look at her.
Nothing frightens me.
Have you ever dreamed about flying in a dream?
Yeah.
Is it Inception?
I know. Yes.
I did dream about dreaming in a dream within a dream.
Was Ellen Page there by any chance?
She was.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah. Oh, that's another one. That's one too. All right.
Have you dreamt that you are in Inception? But not flying.
All right, well, flying in a dream has to do with your sexual ambitions. So you were saying.
I've had so many dreams where I'm flying with, like, all these different people.
And everybody has swords and fish. And there are horses and ballerinas.
All right.
Flying with all these different people.
Or, like, flying in, like, a chain, like, all holding hands. It's, like, almost a swarm.
It's disgusting. You're a mother.
All right, gross. Well, if you're flying high and proud.
She's like, no, I'm real low to the ground. Just all these people.
I can't go on if you keep
I am
doing
proud.
It.
So silly.
It means you're happy with and even boastful of your sex life.
Oh, God.
While trying to fly and failing might mean that you're striking out a lot, feeling sexually inadequate.
Oh.
However, another view is...
Why would flying... I don't understand the correlation, though. Anyway, that's the other
I'm trying to think of one and I can't.
Well, keep thinking about it. Being able to fly in a dream is about the desire to rise above difficult circumstances.
I like this interpretation more.
Or I have a responsibility in your waking life. Or it's about feeling superior to others. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's why you have that
dream. Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Being pregnant or giving birth.
I've had that.
In real life.
Yeah.
It was a waking nightmare for you, right?
Yeah, it was. But I had a dream. No, I've had several dreams where I'm, like, pregnant in the dream. It's real vivid. That's it.
Okay.
It just, I'm relieved when I wake up and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not 9 months pregnant.
Yeah. Having been through it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah. Someday you'll understand. But she's lost. She's totally lost.
Yeah, I don't even know.
She's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what's a baby? How many months?
Well, so this is a common dream, especially, but not exclusively among women.
Hmm. I've
Isn't
heard that.
Something.
No, I know. I was listening to another podcast. Where it was, like, someone was talking about how they dreamt about, like, a guy, Jason Mantzoukas was talking about how he's had, like, dreams where he's been pregnant.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, according to Allie Mead, a self-proclaimed psychic.
Yeah.
This dream is about creativity.
Okay.
The dreamer has an unacknowledged desire to come up with a new idea or create a piece of art,
mm-hmm.
which that goes with you, Jess, because you're always doodling and you're doing painting and crafty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're working all that out in your dreams.
Yeah.
Or embark on a new creative project. Men who dream of being pregnant may be craving the power that women are able to wield by becoming a mother.
All right. More like the power that you lose because you worry about your kid all the time.
Oh.
Like, I don't feel like I have any, like, power. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, I'm such a powerful woman.
I know, but I think that's the commonly held belief. As speaking as someone who does not have a child, who has not brought another life onto this earth.
You're ignorant.
I'm ignorant. That's ignorant. But yeah, I think that's probably why, because it is seen as a life giver.
Yeah, there's something
that's so corny
special that men can't relate to.
No, because it could be like, that's always the argument too. Like Gavin McGinnis gives that argument a lot about like men being on the front lines and stuff because men are disposable as far as like procreation is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Like one man can help populate, you know, a civilization, but you need like multiple women.
Mm.
So,
yep.
And you get a bunch of retarded babies running around because they all have the same dad,
right?
And they're all breeding with each other.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. How about death and dying?
How about it?
Do you want to delve into that?
I don't know that I've ever had a dream like that. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
No,
I haven't. Well, it sticks out of like someone else dying, maybe.
Yeah. It could be a subconscious contemplation of your mortality,
mm-hmm.
or it could symbolize an end, change, or absence.
Mm-hmm.
Dying in a dream could symbolize you're looking for a new start, or you're going through a spiritual transformation. Whereas dreaming about the death of a loved one could mean this person is no longer part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
See, that makes sense, too.
I've had dreams where you've died. And I've had dreams where Dad died, too, but not, like, during any period of time where we weren't speaking with each other. Because we haven't really had that.
Maybe you would just, somebody's parental unit had died or something, and maybe. It was in your subconscious. Maybe. Like, how would I handle this?
Yeah, I do think that when that stuff happens, but...
Me, too.
Dreaming about the death of a loved one could mean the person's no longer part of your life, or that you lack a certain quality that this person embodies. It stimulates our survival instinct, perhaps. Dreaming about the death of a loved one encourages us to protect and cherish the ones we love. See? How about dreaming of being lost? Like you're in a labyrinthine building or an unfamiliar city.
Labyrinthine
building. I've had those. Like I'm running through a garage or like a really big...
A wide open garage. Oh, like a parking garage?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And like I can hear my steps.
You meant like a shop.
I can hear my steps, you know, as I'm like being chased by episode. Somebody.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But it's just me and this. Like huge that's empty creepy. Warehouse thing, or I'm running somewhere. Yeah,
that Seinfeld episode with Kramer in those pants was on the other day.
Really? Oh, the Frankenstein.
Yeah. They showed his shadow like always walking down the street.
Exactly.
I don't think I've ever had that dream, but one time Bobby and I went to the casino and we forgot where we parked and we literally just walked around trying to find it for like 2 hours.
That's why you grab those tickets in the garage.
Well, now we
in
the do, elevator. But we had to learn the hard way.
Ooh,
as we
awful.
Do.
That's right, as we do. Well, having a dream like about being lost, maybe because you're worried about getting lost in your own life circumstances. It could occur when you feel anxious or insecure about finding your way. Like you're starting a new job or moving to a new city. You know, because they have those things.
I know, but no one can see you. It just sounds like you're aggressively saying certain words.
So now they know now when I'm aggressively saying something. It's because there's air quotes.
Okay.
So if you're embarking on a new challenge you feel unprepared for, or you're struggling to get accustomed to a situation where the rules are constantly changing, dreaming that another person is lost could mean you have unresolved feelings about the person.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
How about water? Have you ever had that?
Well, I've had dreams where I drive off of bridges, if that counts.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. Dreaming about water reflects change, renewal, and purification, symbolizing a change in consciousness accompanying some life transformation. If you dream about offering water to others, it could represent you're offering new life or positive change to others. Whereas if you dream about being caught in a typhoon, it could mean you're feeling overwhelmed by a life change.
That makes sense. Okay.
So maybe going off a bridge into water is you're out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Or exactly.
In some way.
Mm-hmm.
How about being back at school?
Yep, I've had that.
I've had that, like, being back at college, not so much like high school
I've
or
had
anything
about
like
high
that.
Well, I think it's a similar thing.
Yeah.
Well, this reflects the profound effect that years of schooling has on us. These dreams are accompanied by anxiety-provoking situations, usually, like being lost, naked, or unprepared for an exam, like those other dream things. So that means you're feeling vulnerable, exposed, or insecure in your current life circumstance. Usually, though, it's about, like, if you're dreaming about school, it really means you're dreaming about your job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the scrutiny and pressures we're subjected to at work directly parallel those of school.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
That all comes up, yeah.
I also feel like I don't really dream about high school because I don't really remember that much about high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you remembered everything.
No. Ooh. I feel like I have, like, early onset Alzheimer's sometimes.
Yeah. Mom does, too.
I don't.
Yes, you do, Mom.
I don't.
But I really don't. Like, I'll have, like, Adam or Cheryl or something will be like, remember blah, 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 and I have no idea what they're talking about, but they, like, insist I was there.
Oh. Well, memories are strange. You might not have even been there. No. And their memory is that...
No, I know, but it happens a lot. Oh. Where it's like, I know I was around them a lot of the time, so it would make sense that I would be there in that situation.
Yeah.
And other things that I just don't remember.
Yeah. You have too many other things to remember.
I guess. That's it's scary, though. It's frustrating.
We watched a special on Glenn Campbell. He said,
That is so sad. I was almost crying.
No,
I cried
really
just watching him.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's wicked sad.
It is such a horrible
disease. It is.
That's terrible. One of those when, like, it comes up at work. Like, if I see it, I'm always like, oh.
Mm, I know. That's hard. All right. Being cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that, I don't think.
Me either.
As a dream. I feel like that's like a wild insecurity about your partner thing, which I've
pretty
never
much.
Had that. Yeah.
As you have worries about this happening reflects our instinctive determination to fend off romantic rivals to keep our mate. Such dreams when you feel cheated out of quality time with your sweetheart. You should let the dream be a wake-up call to alert you that you need to spend more time together.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I feel like that's just, if you're, like, consumed with the thought of your boyfriend or whatever cheating on you, you're going to be dreaming about it, too. And I've never had that fear.
Right.
So.
How about snakes?
I don't care.
Yeah, not really.
All right, well, if you dream about being attacked by snakes or being attacked by an animal dream...
You're Indiana Jones.
It rehearses our instinct to avoid and or survive this threat. Because it's like a human.
Snakes,
you know,
I feel like, too, have so many different, like...
Oh, we know.
Meanings. Well, I mean, not in a Freudian sense, but, like, historically and, like, mythology and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it could represent a hidden threat, like a snake in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Or a snake shedding its skin could symbolize transformation or renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Or a snake in an apple tree. Or a snake around a doctor's neck.
Mm-hmm. 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 How about being late?
That's just my reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we know that. We have nightmares about you being on time. Things wrong.
Yeah, we haven't planned for this.
We
just assumed they're going to be an hour late.
I know. None of us are ready now.
Yeah. We told her an hour early because we knew she'd be an hour late.
All right, so These dreams occur in the context of being tardy to or missing an important event, like catching a plane or mm-hmm. attending an important work meeting or mm-hmm. getting to class. Mm-hmm. This could show you're anxious about work, mm-hmm. school, upcoming trip. Obviously, the themes are anxiety.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm sure I've had that dream just on an anxiety level.
Yeah.
Because it is just like an edit, but I'm not like usually late to things, so.
Yeah, it could indicate an ability to make a connection, regret, missed opportunity, or you need to get your life in order. Yeah. And you should ask yourself what you are missing and whom you might have disappointed.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. There you go. How about being unprepared to perform?
I don't think I've ever had that dream.
I don't know. I've had that happen in real life.
Really?
Yeah, like I went to a gig one time and I didn't have drumsticks with me.
Oh my.
And the kid, it was in Springfield, and the kid, one of the kids that was working it, like ran to his house and grabbed like a pair of drumsticks and brought them back for me. I had one drumstick with me and we did one song where I played with one drumstick. And it was weird.
Well, but
then some kids saved the day, so that was nice.
Yeah. That shows that you are judging your own performance in life. You're afraid of coming up short. These dreams help stimulate our determination to be prepared and ready to perform in real life.
Okay.
There you are. Hot and steamy dreams.
No, skip it.
Having a sexy dream about someone you love or are attracted to in real life is a rather clear-cut carrying over of your waking feelings.
Let's leave it at that.
She's like, it gets so much hotter. It's like, why did you handwrite that one in? The other ones are printed up.
So if you're in a relationship, having a hot and spicy dream about someone other than your partner, it may indicate that your waking sex life isn't totally fulfilling your needs and that you need to reinvigorate your relationship.
Okay.
Sensual dreams are not always about unexpressed sexual desires.
Oh my god.
Dreaming about sex with a platonic friend or
a stranger. Do you know how you became a mother?
Could simply indicate a desire for closeness or intimacy without hang-ups or baggage.
Intimacy.
Intimacy. How about sex mares? Like nightmares?
Sex horses?
Sex mares.
I like it.
Yeah, no.
I like it, she said.
Unfortunately, not all sex dreams are pleasant. But don't worry, just because you're dreaming about having sex with your elderly 8th grade algebra teacher doesn't mean you're secretly hot for him.
Why thank is God. This one handwritten
oh, thank
to
God.
All right, so having sex dreams about someone you're not attracted to, even someone you're related to or someone of a different gender than you are normally attracted to, are unpleasant by design. They're meant to disgust you so that you don't pursue such unwise pairings in real life.
You need a dream to tell you not to go after a relative?
I don't know.
I feel like if you are going to go after a relative, a dream's not going to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ew, that is gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird. All right, being shot. This type of dream may occur as a result of your instinctual concern about avoiding and surviving an actual shooting.
Okay.
That's strange. Like you might have seen news coverage, so you dream about something like that.
That makes sense, but just because it's you've seen that recently, you know, like
thinking more metaphorically, dreams of being shot as symbolizing any sort of confrontation or victimization in your waking life, including self-punishment.
Okay.
Another interpretation. All right, being exposed on the toilet. Pretty similar to being exposed naked in public.
I can't remember that ever happening.
Mm-mm.
Well, you will.
Well, that makes sense, though, like, of that being some kind of weird subconscious, like, instinct to, like how Shelby...
Being on a toilet?
No, like, because cats, like, won't go to the bathroom if you can see them.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good, Jess. This is like being naked in public, being exposed to the public.
But Jessica will
in a vulnerable state.
She would go to the bathroom with us in the room, though. That's what's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're family.
I don't feel threatened by you.
Yeah, I don't think she should, feel threatened. If she...
I can't. Yeah, I could never do that.
What?
Brayden can't either, like, go to the bathroom, like, pee in front of me. He needs to, like, keep the door, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
But it's just funny how he's like, wow. I will never pee in front of you.
You guys like, have shame. Fine.
Oh, lots of shame. Yeah, our relationship is founded on a bed of shame. It's pretty sweet.
Wow.
It's a really happy marriage.
Yeah.
No, okay. I think it's just, it is like a private moment.
Peeing?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, peeing is, being in a bathroom in general.
But some people like.
Yeah, no, some people don't care. Like, I have guy friends who don't care.
Yeah. Well, a guy usually, yeah. So this goes back to your cave person roots. You need privacy when doing your business so that no one can attack you while you're in a compromising position.
Yes, that's exactly. What you just said.
I know.
One time when Shelby was a kitten, Bobby was like, how come she'll never like use her litter box when we're looking at her? And I was like,
why does he want her to? Like,
he waits for
her. Yeah, I know. He's like, she just will never do it. And he's like, upset.
How long do I have to sit
here? My camera.
But yeah, I thought about it critically and I came to that conclusion.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
That's true. They're smart. Like, cats are smart creatures. Oh, like, that's what.
You said you're smart.
No, you're not smart. Oh. No, but cats will also, like. And probably
Shelby's smarter than you, Jeff. I think that's what I heard Amy say.
Yeah. But they'll, like, if they know they're dying too, they'll, like, run away. Oh. So they die, like, so you don't see them die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that happens a lot too.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so an exposure dream like this might be a good reminder that you need to open up to others and not worry so much about the potential embarrassment you risk by doing so.
Leave the door open.
Just pee in front of us, Amy.
Yeah, Amy.
It's disgusting.
We're here for you.
Did you ever see that video on Tosh? I think it was Tosh, where the kid's, like, pooping in the woods. He's, like, squatting down and pooping. Mm-hmm. And his friend comes up from behind him and, like, shoves him down into it. Like, grabs him by the shoulders and pushes him down.
No friend. That is a terrible friend. That's
so horrible.
They are horrible. All right, how about you're driving an out-of-control vehicle?
Me?
That was you. You just talked about that on the bridge.
I bet it's because your life is out of control.
All right, so you're driving along, and you realize you're about to hit a car or person, only to realize that the brakes or steering wheel won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's like a tongue twister. This could also happen in real life. So this type of dream could simply indicate anxiety about such an event occurring, especially if you've been in a car accident before. It might also mean you feel out of control in your own life or that you cannot make consistent progress towards your ambitions.
Hmm. Well, I don't have any ambitions, so that's obviously not the case.
Well, there you go.
Right.
There you go. Well, it makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think, like, that it's just because I have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know. Get off my back.
What do you want from me?
Or it could be from that accident that we had when we were, like...
The Saturn.
When someone, like,
I don't
drove think. Into the side of the Saturn at, like, 4 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the newspaper said she was 189 years old.
Yeah.
And I remember Nana was like, well, no wonder she couldn't drive.
Oh, my God. All right, do you dream about celebrities? We were just talking about
probably.
Something like that.
No.
All right. There's a theory about this to explain it. If we see or hear about a person a lot, even if it's on TV or in magazines, our brains cannot distinguish between whether we actually know the person or we just think we do. So we can feel like a celebrity or public figure is a member of our tribe, even though we've never met them. So having a dream about hanging out with Jack Nicholson is not necessarily more significant than dreaming about hanging out with a college friend you admire.
Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
But if you have a dream where you feel a rush of pride or elation because a celebrity is showing you attention, this could mean you long to attain a higher social status, possibly due to low self-esteem.
Hmm.
I've heard, too, like, Dr. Drew and Adam talk about, like, you know, how when kids get, like, obsessed with, like, a celebrity or something, or any kind of, like, obsession, like, pop culture kind of obsession, or a band or something, it's because they're, like, suffering from depression.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, they're focusing all their energy onto this thing that makes them so happy.
Right.
To divert attention, but, like, obsessing, you know, like, obsessing.
Like the song Stan, where Stan is obsessed with Eminem.
Yes.
Oh.
Or that might just be a stalker.
I love Eminem, too.
Are you depressed?
No.
You're drawing a kind of
skull.
It's a skull.
A candy.
It has a bowl. Sugar skull.
What are those called?
It's a sugar skull.
Sugar skull.
It's a happy skull.
Because it has a bow.
Yeah. And there's hearts and stuff.
Like a human and beating
flowers.
Heart. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's Cinco de Mayo. Cut that out. Get that Spanish stuff out of here.
All right. How about can't make a phone call?
I feel like that goes in line with my can't get the car keys into the car. Yeah,
that's true. A phone in a dream represents communication. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what this says. Important. The common dream of not being able to get through to someone over the phone indicates communication problems or fear of not being able to connect with the person at the other end. So if you're having communication issues with this person in real life, you might be a little too dependent on using your smartphone as a primary. Oh, this is a different one. Oh, so if you're having a dream that you can't connect
call
with
someone, you're yeah, not, yeah,
then you might
want to switch to AT&T.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you don't like your current.
Did AT&T pay for this article to be written? When you get down to 22, it throws in its first subtle reference.
All right, so on
God
the other
Verizon.
Hand, yeah, I know. You might be a little too dependent on using your smartphone as a primary means of communication.
You might be a redneck
if you use Verizon
from some in-person human interaction. So get off your phone and go meet someone face-to-face.
Okay. I'd rather not.
How about being paralyzed?
How about it? No thanks.
All right.
Stephen Hawking.
Is he paralyzed? Well, I guess he's paralyzed in a way.
Yeah, technically.
Well, but he can, like...
speaking.
Because he can, like, move around and stuff, so I guess to me...
It's a wheelchair that's moving.
I know. Because he can, like, get up and run around and play rugby or whatever those crazy Brits do.
Oh, my. All right. So you try to move, your legs are paralyzed or physically trapped, or maybe you try to speak, but you can't make the words out.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But not like I'm paralyzed, like I'm...
No,
bound
not you've
to a
been,
hospital bed, but
no,
like,
no,
yeah.
No. You just, yeah, someone's chasing you and you right. can't get away.
Or
yeah.
you're trying to punch someone and you can't, like, you're.
Yeah,
your head
I
head.
Have those a lot.
Me too.
Yeah.
Are those
I have
in there?
Some suppressed anger.
Yeah, right.
So you're unable to use your usual tools to flee a threat, go somewhere, or express yourself. Paralysis dreams can indicate that you feel unable to progress in a certain situation because something is holding you back, possibly even self sabotage. As a result,
dare
you may
I
be
say.
self-sabotage. As a result, you may be exerting a lot of effort but still going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Try to figure out what obstacle you feel is hindering you in real life.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my lack of funding.
Yeah.
When you're a millionaire at heart but you don't have
yeah,
the,
that's true, Jess.
The income.
See? How are you doing with your
my Kickstarter?
Funding? Yeah.
Not good. I can't do it. I have somebody has to do it for me.
See these words? I can't.
I know.
Do
that's
it
not
for
how
me.
Millionaires talk. That's not how Mark Cuban got to where
no,
he is today.
No, indeed.
Being the president in Sharknado 3.
That's right. All right. How about if you have a dream you can't find the bathroom?
No.
That's weird.
That seems like a weird repressed thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's a common dream, okay? So stop mocking people who have
Jesus,
it.
Jesus, another one that was handwritten.
It could have the same meaning as being exposed to the public when trying to use the bathroom. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Bathroom stuff.
You seek privacy so you won't have to feel vulnerable or embarrassed. People have this dream when they need to use the toilet in real life.
Yeah.
I
guess that makes sense.
If you frequently have this dream and wake up with an urgent need to go to the bathroom, or worse, you find and use the bathroom in your dream, but not in real life, it's a good idea to see a doctor to make sure you don't have any plumbing issues.
Yikes.
If the dream is unrelated to a real-life urge to use the bathroom, it could symbolize that there's an issue in your life where you're finding it challenging to express your fundamental needs.
Hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about being frustrated?
Yeah.
That seems like what a lot of these are.
Yeah,
already,
exactly. They're all kind of some. Yeah.
So you lost your car keys and can't find them.
Mine aren't. I can't find them. Mine are that I've just dropped them, and there's a maniac chasing me.
All right, so you're combining some.
Exactly.
You can't figure out the answer to an important question. You can't cry out for help when you need it.
Yeah.
The context is so nonsensical, you can't even figure out why it's so frustrating once you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
This one runs through most bad dreams, including many of the dreams discussed previously. Mm-hmm. According to threat rehearsal theorists, these dreams motivate us to be persistent and overcome challenges in real life. However, if you have these bad dreams so often, they're causing you significant distress. It could indicate you have severe stress or a psychological condition, like depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's a good idea to see a doctor or mental health professional.
Mom, stop giving medical advice.
So throw away your medication. Go talk to a doctor.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah. So those are some typical meanings. Things and dreams.
Cool.
A lot of those are fairly self-explanatory, I feel
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to us, but maybe we're smarter than the average bear.
I hope we're smarter than bears. I mean, I'm just saying. I think that would be good if we were. So I thought we could maybe read a couple of dreams that... Okay. So here's a dream.
What? Whose dreams are they?
Just random people.
Okay.
All right, so here's one.
I'll read the first one.
Okay.
I had a dream that my four little children... have a dream, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right off the bat not doing well with this.
No. All right, this is a dream about being kidnapped.
It is.
This isn't my dream. This is somebody else's dream.
Someone you know?
I'm just saying, no. These are dreams people shared with people. Okay? That's all I'm saying. So this dream, I was kidnapped by Kim Jong-un and forced to write a sitcom. I wrote 100 episodes in 3 months.
That sounds like somebody watched The Interview.
I know. Yeah. That's what I thought, too. So they wanted a sitcom that looked American, but with none of their values. So I told them they needed more than one non-Asian actor and with better English. The next day, they kidnapped Neil Patrick Harris. He understandably was peed off. We taped 3 seasons.
Peed off?
That's what it says.
Did you? Okay, that you edited it yourself.
No, we taped 3 seasons in 8 months before convincing our capturers we needed guns for something cool. Oon wanted to see what we were doing and joined us at the shooting range. Neil Patrick Harris grabbed him. I put a gun to the dictator's head. They let us go. They gave us a helicopter, which Neil Patrick Harris knew how to fly.
This is literally the plot of The Interview, but with Neil Patrick Harris.
Horse. Neil Patrick Harris.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, exactly.
We flew to New York on one tank of gas. There was a big celebration welcoming us back to the U.S. He embraced his parents, then turned to my brother. He called me an attention whore and punched me in the face.
I don't know. This seems oddly specific. Whose dream was that? They don't say.
I don't know. This is one from Nicole Sierra. I had a dream that I was sitting in an empty pool and I was urinating French dressing. And my cousin's friend just kept staring at me.
That's disgusting.
Here's one from Don Robbins.
I don't like her.
I kept eating brains in my dreams. It started with a dead alley cat. I moved on to homeless people's brains. Do you think that person was
watching Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
The dreams were totally freaking me out until finally I ate a particular person's brain. It was then that I figured out I wanted her knowledge to be more in par with my husband.
What?
Like she was.
Oh.
I don't know. Let's see. How about from Cheryl? Last night I dreamed there was an overflow of ice in my icebox. Most definitely a stress dream with very little excitement. I don't believe there were any sexual overtones as I went to bed satisfied.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
I don't believe there were any sexual overtones.
Nobody
asked. To insert them.
Nobody did.
Like, nobody's asking.
I know.
Cheryl.
Yeah. I know.
My freezer was making ice. I don't think it was sexual. Like, nobody does. Yeah.
All right, here's one from Ailes. One time I had a dream that I was getting chased by giant spiders, and they killed my friends one by one. Then a witch killed my other friend, and then there was a giant spider that killed my other friend. There was just three of us left. We were running to a bridge, and then all of a sudden we stopped and waited. Then the witch came with her pet hamster and killed us all.
That's not real.
Except for me.
That is not real.
What do you mean that's not real?
It just sounds like someone's making that up. No, it's a
dream. Part of that sounds like something I would dream.
It sounds like a little kid. Like,
but the hamster thing.
Maybe. Like, yeah. It sounds like a third grader whose assignment was to write down their craziest dream they ever had or something.
Yeah.
Like,
they just made it up as they went along.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want me to read one more?
Sure.
Okay. I was at a party or event, possible rainbow style, in New York.
I'm already annoyed with this person.
Walking around to different rooms. Yeah, this one's kind of weird.
Rainbow style?
It has to, I don't even know what that means.
No, gay? Exactly. I'm sure, but...
Oh, okay.
Don't throw in weird slang that no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Possibly rainbow style.
I noticed a bright red-colored room and a slightly large woman with blonde curly hair in the room who seemed to be dominating the area.
Okay.
She was having other girls sing and dance with her. And then I pulled in slightly and
I was at a drag
just
show.
Stood there. It was apparently the end of what they were doing. I don't even know what they don't say. They finished up and some girls left. And then I looked over and noticed there were a pair of shears hanging on the wall.
Shears.
Scissors?
Then then almost as if unconsciously, just as easy as 1, 2, 3, no pain or spurting blood, I cut off my foot just above the ankle.
This person's annoying.
Yeah. And then they took a tour of New York with
his, ankle-less?
With his foot hanging off, trying to get to the hospital.
But they took a tour?
Apparently.
Huh.
Yeah, they were going all around New York.
Interesting.
All right. Well, that's what we have on dreams now. It's nice. Time for the latest, for the latest, for the latest, for the latest. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So apparently this guy was out with his friends. And, no, really. Mm-hmm. He was out with his friend and they had a video camera.
Mm-hmm.
So his friends said that they had a small animal trapped and they wanted him to help capture it.
Okay.
So... So they have like this plastic container and they say, you know, come over, don't let it escape. Put your hands, under, you know, on the ground. So he goes over to help and they're like, no, come over here. Come over here. Don't let it escape. So they have him like kind of put his hands under this plastic container thing. And then they start to, like, pull the thing off, and he thinks there's, like, a little creature that's going to get away. So he, like, grabs underneath to get it. And within seconds, he realizes he's actually cupping a revolting pile of poo and quickly tries to wipe it. They have it, like, on camera.
That's disgusting.
So his friends are, like, laughing at him that they made him touch poo. What?
That's the end of it?
Yeah.
Aw, feel bad for him.
I know, it was so sad. Then I guess he, like, smiled a little bit.
Crazy guys.
He realizes he was, like, pranked. But
he'd been had.
Yeah. He'd been had.
He got catfished.
You guys.
I just start calling pranks
catfishing.
And then
he chased him around with his poo hands.
Ew.
All right, do you have a joke?
Yeah, you betcha.
Let's hear it. Lay it on us.
It goes with our theme of, like, dreams and
sleep.
Yeah. Anyway, why couldn't Dracula's wife fall asleep?
Why?
Because of his coffin.
That goes in line with the dreams.
Like sleeping.
I know.
I don't know.
That's okay.
Girls are both coffin. That's good.
Do better next week.
I will.
Work on that.
Okay.
All right. Well, that so ends another episode of Who Cares?
It was a blast.
Who cares about dreams? Yeah, I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, you guys.
You too. You.
Yep.
All right.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, I used to be a baby, used to be a pride and joy. You used to take me dancing just like any other boy. But now you found another partner. You left me like a broken toy. Oh, it's someone else you take in, someone else you play into. Honey, though I make it, know just what I have to do. If I can have sleep and dream of you. Oh, take me to the dreamer's bar. I'll be right on time and I'll dress so fine. You're gonna love me when you see me. I won't have to. Destroy me with a very perceptible whisper. Gently take me. Remember, I'll be dreaming of my baby at the dreamer's bar. Dreamers Ball. I'll meet you at the Dreamers Ball.